All right. What's up? What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Tomo Podcast. We have special, special, special guest, Raymond.
Shut your ass up. We got Garrett.
And then we got, I guess he's a regular.
We got Garrett.
Jeremy.
A regular.
And then we, the biggest anticipated this. Show. We got Garrett with some amazing stories ready to
what's
come
up,
at us.
Guys?
Not peripherals, everyone. What's up? We're back. If you want us to do the strip club special, let us know. Me and Jeremy have never hit a strip club. And, well, Raymond said that they'll just give us their titties in our mouth or some shit like that.
Nah, he says that because of what happened to me.
What happened to you?
You got titties in your mouth too? Oh shit.
Oh, what if you guys had the same titties in your mouth?
No, mine was a deja vu. What was yours? Oh, teaser.
Can we lower the
turn it off.
Just to have it lower. Yeah, right, thank you. So, you've been to a strip club?
I've been to Deja Vu about 5 or 6 times.
And there's nothing special about Bakersfield titties.
Not really.
I knew it. We need to go big. We need to go Vegas.
I knew it.
I knew it. You see, I ain't trying to ruin my first time here in Bakersfield. I'm trying to go where they're at. I heard Vegas.
So my first time was at Deja Vu. That was right after I got out of a 3-year relationship, actually. My dad took me because he was going through his divorce, too.
Wait, what? Okay, before. So how did it end? You and your 3-year relationship.
Oh, I ended up having my second knee surgery, and she was still in school. She was a senior, and I was working, and she just ended up leaving me for one of my friends.
Fuck him. All right. And what happened to your dad's divorce? How did it go down?
His wife ended up cheating on him all the way in Texas.
Damn.
Fuck her. Yeah. All right. So after all that, you both decided to go to the strip club together?
Yep. And I was still in crutches, too.
Damn, they must have gave you some special treatment.
There's a plot twist to that story, though.
What?
There's a plot twist.
Raymond?
She only let him. Oh, yeah, I was in there. No, I'm just kidding.
You were there?
No, he was not.
She only let him put it in the butt.
Oh, yeah, ex. She only let me put it in the butt.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
But every day. Like, but this, that's
we would
she
do anything but regular sex.
Damn. The girl
yeah,
that left
the girl
you?
I dated for 3 years.
Yo, he used to eat her butt out all the time.
That's crazy. Did she still say she was a virgin?
All that poop. Nah.
Did she still claim virgin?
Like, yes.
I'm a virgin still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, what a bitch.
And, dude, I didn't know what to claim because I was like, well, because that was my first sexual experience, too. So I was like,
how was that?
Am I a virgin?
How was that?
Or
did you like
no.
that?
Wait. Hold on.
Did you
Google
like that?
If you're a virgin if you don't have sex through vagina, but ass.
Hey, Siri. Are you a virgin if you get it in the butt?
This guy.
I don't have an answer for that.
Give me someone who can give me an answer.
What the fuck?
Let me look at
that. Let me speak to your manager.
Let me Google it.
But yeah, like she was scared to death that her mom was going to find out. So she's just like, just put it in my ass.
Are you a virgin?
Yeah.
That's crazy, bro.
She was scared that her mom was going to find out that she had sex.
Mm-hmm.
But she wasn't afraid like
to get
ass.
In the butt. What
exactly.
the heck?
Did she like it up the ass?
No, it was excruciating for her. I've ripped her ass about 3 times.
What the fuck?
You ripped her ass?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
How do you rip someone's ass?
How was she down to keep doing it again?
What the fuck? How do you rip someone's ass? I want to know that.
I mean, I guess if you don't use enough lube or and everything, and well, if you're big enough, I guess.
You rip, though?
Yeah.
Rip.
Yeah, like tore her asshole.
Damn.
Yeah.
Really? Was it bleeding and everything?
Yes.
What was she
bro,
crying?
Bro, you were going
that
in.
Poor girl.
Was she crying?
Not really.
Damn. She, was
she
like,
wouldn't sit right for a while, though.
She should have just got it in. See? She had to go the other way.
Fuck.
It says the only thing that is required for you to lose your virginity is having consensual sex with another person. The gender of the people involved does not matter. Whoever sticks it in, whoever sticks whatever does not matter. So you know you're not a virgin. Ooh.
Oh,
so you technically I lost my virginity at 18,
and okay. You lost it to her, she lost it to you.
Oh, 17
in the
yeah.
butt.
So technically, you both lost it to each other.
Oh wow.
So that other story where you...
Yeah.
I guess
that wasn't me losing my virginity.
I guess that was you just having first-time vagina sex.
Right? Yeah.
So, okay. Now that we're here, what was the difference between ass sex and...
What do you prefer?
Oh, dude, I prefer the vagina.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, because it's... So when you put it in someone's ass, it's like just one really, really tight hole and that's it. There's nothing beyond that. Whereas when you're having traditional sex, it can get tighter as you go.
Yeah.
It's just not one little tight.
Do you mean looser as you go?
Who are you fucking?
you said it gets tighter as you go?
Like the deeper you go in, it gets tighter.
Oh, okay. I know what you mean. I thought you meant like.
No,
because when I
sounds like you're just fucking some loose pussy, dude.
No, well, I mean, I haven't been working in for a while, so I mean, yeah. Sometimes, like, no, like when I first go, it's tight as fuck. Like sometimes, it's like, damn, like, come on, like get in there, like I can't get in there. You know, I gotta try to wiggle my way in. I gotta do warm ups and shit, some jumping jacks or something. I'm just like, all right, hold on. But then once I'm in all the way, it's like. Just goes in, and I'm just in there, and I'm trying to grow while I'm in there, you know. I'm just trying to work around. Then I pop out, I open it up, and I get a flashlight. I look in there.
What the fuck?
And I'm like, let me see how much more longer I can go in there. Like how much further I can go. You know, I'm trying to hit. You know, like when you're trying to hit the finish line, just open the slot. Go
right through, bro. I'm pretty sure there's a lot more than 3 inches in there, so I'm pretty sure you.
Oh, I do got more than 3 inches, bro. You're right. You're right, bro. You're right about that. Thank you for that.
My bad, four.
You're right.
All
right,
so coming back to the strip club, how was your dad's experience?
Oh, my dad's gone before. He says he's gone.
No,
like,
but with
plenty
you,
of times.
With you,
he wasn't really weirded out by it. He was just like me and him just sat down. We started like throwing freaking ones. And we're just enjoying our time. And he's like, you want a lap dance? I was like, damn. Not by you. He's like, no, dumbass. I'll buy you a lap dance.
He said, not by you.
So he ended up buying me a lap dance. My first lap dance was the worst lap dance because I just had knee surgery, what, like 4 weeks before?
Yeah.
And it takes like about, what, 3 months to fully heal from knee surgery?
Mm-hmm.
And the stripper, she was not giving my leg a rest, dude. Like, I just, like, every move that she would make on me, I'm like, that fucking hurts.
Yeah. No, I don't know. This is just random people that
add. Oh, we ended up, a stripper actually ended up kicking us out, though.
Why?
Because we weren't paying, because we were sitting up near the front. I didn't know because it was my first time.
Yeah.
But if you sit up near the front, you're supposed to be paying out.
Oh, like constantly just giving money?
Yeah. And then she's like, if you guys are going to pay, you guys need to leave. I was like. All right, so I got on my crutches and just hobbled on out of there.
Dang, so you guys didn't pay?
Dude, I dropped like fucking 200 bucks that day.
Bro,
I mean,
like I'll be going to the strip club right when I go. I sit in there and I'm just like, please don't come up to me because I'm not trying to spend my money right away. And they come right up to me, like all of them, and I'm just like, God damn it. Shit, like, I want to chill for a bit, you know, chill.
Can't you just tell them, hey, I'm trying to have a drink, like, and just enjoy the show?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, no, I ain't rich.
You can't tell them that.
You can, but they ain't gonna listen. They're just gonna sit right down next to you, and they're gonna just keep talking.
They're gonna
to
try
you.
To talk to you, conversate with you, and then eventually they'll get you.
What if you tell them you're not the one I want? I actually want her,
and
she's busy. And if she's busy,
well, you could just be like, oh no, I'm fine. I don't want to dance right now. And then when someone comes,
you
up
you
next,
just don't want to ever tell a stripper, no, I don't want one from you. I want one from someone. Probably
no. What if you just say, all right, literally, I do want to dance, but from her.
Nah, I just say, not right now at the moment. I'll just be like,
exactly. I would just try to push it off. Be like, oh no, I'm good. And then when that girl's finished or whatever, and she starts walking towards you, be
and
like,
I walk up to her like, hey,
you make eye contact.
Get back there.
She's gonna come over.
Here's a 20. Get back.
All right.
See, I was having my first experience. I was having a good time at the club, but then after like this chick put her tits in my mouth, I was like, wait a minute, how many guys did she put her tits? You know, her tits in the mouth. So I ran to the restroom and I cleaned my mouth. I was like, this is nasty.
Dude, you know what I had to do to get that?
What, to get tits in your mouth?
Yeah.
It was easy for me. She just, both
what's
of
it called?
Popped in my face.
So
I was like,
me,
oh.
And my, me and my buddy Andrew, me and Andrew, we ended up going down to Deja Vu one night and I had like 2 packs of cigarettes and I was just going there and enjoying my time. It was his first time there. And we're there until like 3 in the morning until they're like closing. And
damn,
I just go outside to go out for a smoke or whatever, and stripper comes out. We just keep conversating or whatever. She's telling me all about her life and everything. I just keep giving her cigarettes, so that way she's going to, like, I'm like, oh, just tell them that you're with the customer. Just tell them that you're with someone. You don't have to go in or whatever. And then they call for the last lap dance of the night, and she's like, you want a lap dance? I was like, sure, why not? And she takes me to the back. My buddy Andrew, he's looking around. He's like, I want a lap dance. And no, everyone's already taken, so he couldn't get one last lap dance.
Damn.
And she takes me back there, and she's like, thanks for all the cigarettes. I was like, no, thanks for talking.
She's like, here's your titty.
I had fun. And yeah, she's just like, I got a surprise for you. And then she pulled out her titty and put it in my mouth. I was like, good surprise.
What was she? Was she a blonde? Was she?
Redhead.
A redhead? I'd be like, I'm going to need the other one, too.
So, yeah, it's definitely a normal thing, Raymond. That confirms that they're all doing this shit.
Don't in my fight. No, but see, I didn't have to do all that.
I gave her basically a half pack of cigarettes.
I didn't have to. Probably would have done it.
And I paid for the lap
dance. She probably would have done it without all that.
No, no. The very first dance I got from this girl, like, she put it all on me. She put her tits all over my face, too. And I was like, oh, shit. But then the second one I got, she put it in my mouth. And I was like, oh, shit. So, like, I thought it was expected, but I didn't know you had to do all that work just to get it.
You probably did it.
I just stood there looking cool. All
right, so have you been to all the strip clubs in town?
I only been to that one because I used to get in there.
What about you, girl?
I only been to Deja Vu.
I didn't have to pay.
I was going to say which one is the best, but
I like Teaser. I like
Deja Vu. I love their slogan, dude. Thousands of beautiful women and three ugly
ones.
Are they
beautiful, though?
Dude, there's one time I went, dude. There was a chick that went up there, right? And she had a prosthetic leg.
What?
And she, like, would use that shit to her advantage, dude. Like, she would clap it along the fucking bar and shit. So, funny story is, remember how I told you guys I dated that chick Carly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A while ago?
She was a stripper?
No.
No, the one that you wouldn't talk on the podcast about.
No.
No, that was...
He'd been through many.
That was...
Tabby?
That was Tabby. Hey, we don't say her name in this
house.
You
just said it, though.
We don't say her name in this house.
I was like, you just...
She's crazy, bitch. That is another story. But let me finish this one. So I go over to Carly and her friend's house, and then the chick with the prosthetic leg walks over. I'm like, I think I know her.
Really?
And I'm like, And then we're just all talking or whatever, and she's like, yeah, I used to work at Deja Vu. I was like, I fucking knew it. And I tell her, I'm like,
shit,
I got a lap dance by her.
Wait, that's the one that gave you the lap dance?
No, no.
But I used to work there? We can go over there.
No. No, she didn't give me a lap dance, but I did see her stripping. But I told her, I was like, yeah, I saw her. And she's like, oh, that's okay. I was like, I feel a little weird now. Because I'm seeing this chick in person, whereas, like, before I was throwing ones at her and shit.
Damn.
A little weird.
I would have picked up my ones.
Sheesh. What's the whole point of getting lapped? Like, what's the whole point of a strip club?
Basically,
it's fun.
If you can't get none, they'll get you somewhere close to getting some.
Not really. They'll
give you the experience because they dance on you and everything.
Who here likes titties?
It's an experience.
Honestly. Exactly.
I love the booty, though.
You know, exactly, and they put on a show for you, and it's more personal than just looking at it on your phone.
You know, in Rhode Island, prostitution's legal.
I slap it on the booty.
So is it in Nevada? Nevada is too.
It's on Union.
See, one time, one day, I'm a pimp. This guy.
Well, fucker, get back on the street.
I'm like, Garrett, get out there, bro. You got some good tits.
But yeah, no, I would definitely suggest going to the strip club at least once.
Yeah, once. At least
best
once.
Strip club in Vegas.
I went once.
I mean, and I started. So my girlfriend, she's wanting to go to a strip club. She's never been. She's like, would you go? Would you take me? I was like, yeah, I'll take you to a strip club.
I think we got
to
hit Vegas. Yeah, best strip club. Yeah. We need top dollar shit. I ain't trying to get no boo-boo.
Be prepared to spend some money, though.
Especially in Vegas.
Once you get one, you're going to want another one. Trust
me. I'm done. Once I get one, I'm walking out.
Oh, yeah. That'd be true.
Sure.
I need that. I need that for the experience, and then I get to tell everyone how it was, and that's all I need. I will pick the one I want.
Yeah.
Not anyone that just comes up. I'm going to be like, nah.
Just for experience.
Should we put money on this? That he's just going to get one lap dance and then just leave?
I don't know. I told my friend Ethan. Remember Ethan?
Yeah.
I took him for the very first time. I was like, bro, let's go. I was like, let's go. We went, and he had just got paid. And I told him, all right, bro. We pulled out $60. I was like, bro, just spend $60 and you're cool. Like, don't spend This fool, he spent his whole freaking check. He was after he got one. He was going, and then I seen him like an hour later. I was like, bro, like, where you been? He's all like, it's like, bro, I got to dance from every one of these chicks right here. Oh! Yeah. Can't say it on the pod, but.
Your vacation. All right, everyone. For those that you don't, for those that don't know, in the last episode when we were here, Raymond, me, and Jeremy all just did the podcast without Garrett. Garrett was on his vacation with his girl, his new girl, the one he's about to talk about.
Yeah.
So we ended up going to Pismo. We get there, like, and it was like a broke vacation too, because neither of us had money. We spent it all in the hotel room.
Okay.
And I didn't get paid until like. I didn't get paid the morning until we were leaving.
Okay.
And so we're just like hanging out, walking the beach, walking the pier. And, well, it's a fantasy of mine to have sex on the beach. So we wait until like it's midnight. And then we look down. We're like, it's pretty dark on the beach. And we have our blanket with us.
Were the clothes off?
No, the beach wasn't closed off.
No, your clothes were there.
We kept our shirts on just in case. Just in case we had to like dip real quick. Going at it. But we ended up going right underneath the pier because like it was like pitch black down
there.
Dude,
it must have been fucking cold.
I fucked in colder.
Okay.
I fucked in like 40 degree weather, dude. See this? On a park bench.
This is bare me. He's cool.
But yeah. We just went down underneath the pier and
how
we
long
had
did
sex
last?
On the beach.
10 seconds?
Nah. Actually, it lasted about like a good 5 to 6. Beach sex.
Six seconds?
No, oh, minutes, fool.
What the fuck? Like, all right.
Beach sex is not comfortable.
I bet.
It's not, dude. Sand. It's like fucking on concrete,
dude.
Got
sand.
That's what it feels
her.
Like. No, we were very careful about that. I don't want us to get a UTI or anything like that. So,
you guys had sex on a blanket? Or on
yeah,
the
she rode me. I fucked her doggy, and then
you fucked your dog.
I didn't fuck your dog, dude. Okay. Doggy.
Okay, bro.
This guy.
You gotta be more specific.
God.
I was like, we going.
Garrett's been living the life.
We going into beastiality. That's the life. Then
making sure the heat.
Bestiality.
But yeah, it was pretty fun.
So 5 minutes.
Me and her are gonna try to make a drink actually, because you know how there's sex on the beach.
Yeah.
So you're gonna use period.
Sex
blood?
Under the pier. We're gonna make that. We're gonna make that drink. We don't know how we're gonna make it yet.
Six but under the sex on the beach. That's a drink.
I know sex on the beach is a drink, but
so
sex under the pier.
So there's gonna be a knockoff.
Sex under the pier.
Sex under the pier.
Sex under the pier.
Exactly.
Wow. I don't like that.
Mm. Oh, no, my bad. It's not sex under the pier. It's
sex in the pier. 5 seconds in the pier.
It's called blowjob on a beach.
So you blowjob
on the beach.
You got a blowjob on the beach?
So it's going to be like a tropical blowjob.
Did you get a blowjob on the beach? So?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay then, yeah.
Have you gotten a blowjob on the beach?
Not on the beach. I don't know.
I'm trying to have sex on the airplane.
I'm trying to have sex. That's the Mile High Club.
Mile High Club right there, yeah.
I'm trying to.
Dude, I've never fucking ridden on an airplane, dude.
OGP cart.
I've never ridden on the airplane, so if I ever go on the airplane, I'm going to have to do it right away because I don't know if I'll ever want to go back on one.
That's reality, bro. You won't make it come true.
I feel that.
I'm trying to get that going.
Once you get on the airplane, you're fine. Like,
I want to buy a cart on a.
I'm trying to have sex on top of Garrett. Like, Gary, you just lay flat, and we do the rest.
Nah.
Come on, bro.
What the fuck?
I'm good.
These are goals, bro.
I'm good.
You'll be the bed. I'll be like, Garrett,
oh my
lay
God.
On your
That's
back.
That's going to be one lumpy-ass bed, dude.
Nah, it's all good.
So you pulled a knife out on who?
Oh, shit, yeah. All
right, next story now. Next
so
chapter of Garrett's
me
life.
Me and Ray, we're just hanging downstairs, and I told him, hey, I'll buy you dinner. Cause
pimping him.
I know we haven't, like, eaten out in a while because of money and shit.
He was lagging.
Fuck you. When's the last time you bought me dinner?
No, I
bitch?
Said you were lagging. Yeah. Yeah. You were lagging. I was like, let's go, bro. And he was just chilling right here, like Jeremy.
Oh, yeah. But, anyways, we just hear a fucking crash in our backyard. I was like, what the fuck was that? I thought it was a cat because cats climb on the fence all the time and, like, fuck with it.
Yeah.
And then he's like, there's someone out there, dude. And there's, like, a fucking homeless dude. Like, he threw a box of nails, like, like a big old tub of nails over our fence, and he's tugging at our telephone, our on our internet wire.
Garrett screamed. He's like,
Nah, what the fuck? Nah, you're the one. You're the bitch ass that stood back when I was fucking getting him out of there.
Bro, you weren't getting him out of there. You wouldn't even get that close to him.
Anyways, I tell Ray, I was like,
he told me,
go get my knife.
Go get my knife.
My knife, it's like a big ass like Bowie knife. I'm like, oh, fucking shit. Huge.
So like 12 inches?
Yeah.
So I went up there, I got it from him, and then I was like, all right. And he went outside.
So
I was behind him.
Yeah, he was behind me like fucking like, I want to say a good like 10 yards back.
Well, I walked out after him. So.
He's just like looking around the corner. He's like,
well, bro, I ain't going to fucking touch him. Like, I'm cool. He's chilling.
He's chilling. He threw a box of nails over our fence and was trying to fucking rip down our internet wire.
I feel like he overreacted a little bit because he wasn't causing us no problems.
Homeless people.
He was trying to take free Wi-Fi.
I'm sorry, but
he wasn't causing me no problem. But Garrett was gonna already kill him for just throwing nails over the.
I wasn't gonna kill him. I was threatening him.
Yeah, and I was like, bro, like that's a threat. Like you threaten someone, then you can go to jail.
What was he gonna fucking do? Tell the cops? He was fucking pulling down our internet wire because the fucking FBI was gonna find us.
I just didn't.
Why the fuck would that dude go to the cops?
I didn't think it was that serious. Though. I'd be like, hey, just get the fuck out of here.
No, dude. Yeah. Ever since I started living here, homeless people have been a problem. They lit in our fucking trash can on fire
three
times.
They lit the tree on fire.
They lit my back fence on fire. Homeless people around here piss me the fuck off.
Well, yeah, anyway.
So I go out there. I'm like, hey, what the fuck are you doing? And he's like, and I pull out my knife. And I start pointing it at him. And he's all like, I'm trying to pick up my pants.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah, he said that. He said that. Yeah, he said that.
I'm like, why the fuck did you throw a box of nails? I didn't do that. And then, like, he's just like, he's scared. So he's like trying to fucking get his, like, he's acting like he's trying to pick up his pants that were on him. And then he goes to start walking away. I'm like, don't ever fucking come back here again or else I'll beat the living shit out of you. And he's like, you want a free taco? I was like,
yeah,
like,
yeah. So he's like, yeah,
Taco Bell. And he's like, you want a free taco? I was like, no, I don't want a free taco. Get the fuck out of here.
I'll beat your ass just the same.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Dude, that made me even more mad. I was like, why the fuck are you going to offer me a free taco?
Get your ass out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.
And then he said something else, but I didn't hear that part. I was like, all right, cool. I walked inside. Garrett said
that was the FBI part. I was telling you. He's like, the FBI are going to find you, man. Oh, yeah. That's why he was trying to pull it down our internet wire. I'm like, you're fucking stupid, dude.
You should have just clapped his cheeks, bro. Give him a lesson. Give him a lesson.
Motherfucker, I got tested negative for chlamydia. I don't want to get it.
You should have told him, but like, you are the taco. No.
Damn, that's crazy.
I ask you guys something. Do you guys ever, like, work, like, have a long day at work or whatever, and it's just like, you hang out with a girl. She's down to fuck and just like, I'm tired.
Bro, yeah. Okay, so let me
tell
you
she has to do all the work.
This one time I worked, hung out with this person, and then it was 3:00. Literally, this is my most embarrassing like experience of sex. Because like she was talking and then we were just both looking up at the stars because like my window open and what ended up happening, I was like, all right, it's already 3:00, I have to be up at 10:00, I have to drive from here to where I'm staying, that's gonna take like 30 minutes. I was like, I gotta tell this person I gotta go, and I was like, all right, I don't know if we're gonna do anything, but I have to go. And she's like, oh, that's all you had to say? And I was like, what?
Bada bing, bada bow.
I was like, literally, we were hanging out from like 9:00. And it's all 3:00. And I was like, okay, whatever. We started having sex. I finished so fast and I was ready to go to sleep. And I was like, dude. I was like, this only lasts like 4 minutes. Like, yeah. I wish I wasn't tired. I was just exhausted.
Exactly.
I was literally exhausted. And I'm tired. I'm sorry.
I mean, sometimes I last like maybe 2 or 3 minutes. Just I'm so just hot. Like, I'm tired. I'll just be like, fuck, I'm sorry. But like, my like, bad.
No, but it's like, my bad. I'm just tired. Like, been skating all day and then like trying to stay up right now, like I'm already closing my
like,
eyes,
dude. Those motherfuckers that go for like 3 hours or like fucking three times like multiple times 50, in the week, like
three times,
what the fuck is wrong with you? 50, fuckers
53 times in 7 days. Yeah. I busted 53 times.
So it was hard even driving back. Like I was like nodding, I was like falling asleep, and I was like, fuck dude, like all right, whatever, you know what, probably not gonna do this ever again. Like what I mean by that is like just stay up past 12
I was like, no, I'm not going to be out and about unless it's skating wise. Anything else is not like, I'm not going to do it. Like I shouldn't be out and about if it isn't worth skating. So that experience was last year, and it was my most like embarrassing for myself, because I was like, damn, I don't know this person. She didn't hit me up afterwards. I was like,
dude, my most embarrassing sexual experience was, so it was when I was with my ex-wife, and I had to wake up to go to work, but I was like, fuck. She wouldn't let me masturbate.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I wanted to get off. So I was like, let me fuck you real fast. Then she's like, okay. Like, she's like asleep and shit. I'm like fucking basically asleep, and I just start hitting it. And then, like, it goes for like a good 6 minutes, just a little quickie. And then, but when I nut, dude, I sounded like, you know those, have you ever seen or like heard turtles having sex?
No.
No.
They go, ah. And I made that noise, dude.
You made that noise?
Yeah. I'm just like, I start to come. I'm like, ah. She's like, what the fuck was that? I was like, I don't fucking know what the fuck that was.
This fool is stupid.
Yeah.
That woke her up.
He's like, what the fuck?
Nah, shit. Whenever I'm tired, I just tell my girl. I'm like, we can do this. I was like, you gotta do all the work though, because I'm tired. Like, I don't want.
I do that sometimes. I'm like, I mean, if you really want to have sex, we can. You just gotta get me hard, and I'll take it from there.
Hey, that's the fastest I've ever seen a turtle walk. I've never heard that. That was you, bro. That was him, bro.
That's a turtle having sex. Oh my gosh.
That was this guy.
Oh, shit. I think we should end it off there. That's pretty good.
Dang. This has been Tobo.
All right, everyone.
Co-host.
Thank you for tuning
Garrett.
In. Come back Saltic. Again next week.
Special episode. This is a special episode of Sex. What is it? Sex on the Beach?
Blowjob on the Beach.
Blowjob on the beach.
Kind
of like a knockoff name.
Let us know if you've had blowjob on the beach.
Leave it in the comments. Let us know if you did a blowjob on the beach. If you steal this, Gary will come at you.
Tomo merch still available.
Copyrights. Oh, yeah. Tomo merch. Cop that Tomo merch.
Link in the description. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Sayonara.
This has been Tomo.
Peace.
Later. Sayonara.
Late.
Do the noise.
That is cool. Oh.